Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ultra light beam, we on a ultra light beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we.
Alright, there we go.
Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe.
for the 219, 219, 219. Do it for the 219, 219. Do it for the 219, do it for the 219, do it for the 219.
This one is for all my girls, shawty.
Is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
That's right. That is absolutely right. The conversation that never sleeps where the payoff is never cheap. Let's go. Man, greetings, 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 everybody. I am Tyron Joe, your gracious host. Welcome, welcome to the BZ Internet Talk Radio Show. Oh, man, and I'm so grateful and thankful to be here tonight. Had a little technical difficulties, but we in this thing today, y'all. We up in this thing. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it till you can't do it no more. Let's do it. Let's do it. Anywho, I see. She said Jazzy up in this bad boy. That's right. That's right. And that's why we're talking about what we're talking about tonight. We got to ask some serious questions. Are you really worthy? Okay. Everybody got a plan. They got to start actually figuring some things out. And what Muhammad Ali said, everybody can fight till they get hit in the face. Boop. Man, but tonight it is on and popping. Okay. What is the date and are you worthy? Okay, a lot of y'all not worthy of no date. We gonna keep it real and we gonna keep it 100. A whole bunch of y'all are not worthy of a date. Y'all not even worthy of, you know, somebody even entertaining you because of what you have not worked on yourself. You ain't did the necessary work that needs to be done on yourself, but you talking about a man owes you this. Well, I know my worth and I know my value. My value says that I'm supposed to, you know, get the, you know, the stars, the moons, the strawberries and candy on top. But who told you? Okay? You sit there, you read Facebook post after Facebook post and you sit and listen to your single girlfriend that ain't never had no good man, that ain't probably never will have a good man, but you're letting them dictate to you what you deserve. Are you worthy of a date? Hell no. If we're gonna call it what it is, you know what? Let's look at the book of Ruth. Okay, Ruth, let's look at the story of Ruth. Ruth, she was worthy. Why was Ruth worthy? Ruth, she got out there in the field and did the necessary work that needed to have been done. Why today's women, well, I just got my nails did. I don't know about good luck with that one. Good luck with that one, boo. I just got my nails did. I just got my hair did. And if this $25 bundle gets messed up, who gonna pay for it? Who gonna pay for this $25 bundle? Because you ain't gonna, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna have me out there working and doing all that. Hello, hello. Let's get it. Let's. Are you worth? I'm all into the subject tonight, and I wasn't even trying to dip off in there that quick because we had some other stuff to do. But just screw it. I'm going to keep going for a minute. Then we'll back up and get to it. We'll back up. I mean, but that's just it. You know what I'm saying? You running around here, ain't doing nothing to better yourself. You ain't doing nothing to better yourself or to better your life. But you talking about you worthy of this. You worthy of that. And if a man ain't doing it, then don't settle. Oh, my God. I ain't settling, girl. I am not settling for no nigga. Well, the reason why you can't get a good one because that's your problem. That's your problem. You want you this man that he got this type of money, he got this type of job, he got this type of house. And then you listen to these gurus. And you know what? I am so glad that the one guru, she said that she not gonna that she gonna stop doing that. I am so glad that one guru said she is stopped going to do that because that's the point. A lot of y'all women was listening to her and all that, and then y'all, you know, talking about where it's going to come to be. Nothing is going to come to you if you don't put no work in. If you ain't putting in no work, you ain't get nothing. We're gonna keep it all the way 100 tonight. You got to put work in for what you want. I sit there and watch other podcast hosts do their shows, and I'm seeing women that's, you know, 300, 400, 500 pounds talking about they want this and want that. Why you have not put in the necessary work for yourself? You got to put in some work for yourself. What you bringing to the table? Anyway, I'm off of it. I'm off of it. What up, y'all? What up? Let me see. Let me bring them in. Let's bring them in for a minute. What? Hey. Ah, man, let's bring them in. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
Oh, man, you got it. Y'all all right? Jazzy's smiling and stuff today. Jazzy ain't even in the bed today. You ain't in the bed, Jazzy? You not in the bed? You know how to be laying in the bed. She be laying there doing her little glamour shot. Hey, y'all. Hey. She doing the glamour shot, y'all. What up, Kiki? You build it, Kiki. You got it going on. So y'all ready for the night? Hey, but first, let's talk about, we're going to get on it. Let's talk about this dude that just got the verdict, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's been happy, but I think it's good that we not celebrate just yet. I mean, celebrate that he's got the verdict, he's found guilty. But let's talk about what this sentence is going to be. Go ahead, start talking. I know y'all ready, Kiki.
Positive
and said what I said on my page, man. It's a good thing that
he was convicted, man. I give him 3 years to serve, so he'll know more about it. That's just me.
Yeah, that's about all.
He ain't going with the convicts. They gonna have a nice little point. He might have two times dead.
Yeah, he's going to be in Country Club Hills.
I think my thing is, I'm going to see what's going to happen with the other three that are considered his accomplice.
Okay.
At the same time, I'm not going to be surprised if it goes off like that.
Mm. What you got up?
Well, I got a theory why he might get the full voice. If y'all remember when Floyd was murdered and the riots started, the riots were happening worldwide. This wasn't just something that was happening in Atlanta, Minnesota, Indianapolis. This was happening all over the world. In places that's not even the United States, there was rioting and protesting all around the world. So with this being such a high-profile case, I think especially the White House is watching, like, we might need to give this dude, you know what I'm saying, the full boy, because the world is watching, and we don't want this powder kid to blow up again. So this time, we kind of have to take responsibility. So I think they're going to give him the full boy.
You know, I hope they do. I really do. Somebody needs to be set as an example. But, you know, like I said, too, is that I believe what it really get these cops to stop killing black people, this is my theory, is that if they say every cop that unlawfully kills a black person gonna get the death penalty and they start really giving out the death penalty for that, I believe people will stop. That's what I believe.
Now, I gotta think if they go that far, but I think these states have made sure they will start new legislation and it'll be a federal thing. Like if you're found doing too much to the extreme and you cause death, the legislation will make it to where you'll be more held more accountable.
Mm.
That's why it's got to start with the law.
Man, I'm telling you. Most definitely.
My theory is this: if black people come together and unify to kill it all.
Kill it all, yeah. There too. What'd you say, John? Killed Dante Wright.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Out there, Zimmerman. He's still out there
running up and down them streets. Ain't nobody thought about getting that help. So. Oh, for real. Somebody got a bounty on them. Okay, let's see. Let's see what D talking about. D said, D said, wrong as a lawsuit, you should know better. He said, as a lawsuit, you should know better. Let me show y'all this real quick. Let me show you this real quick. Brand. Oh, there we go. That's the Black's Law Dictionary I was talking about last week, remember?
Okay.
That is something that you need to get when you want to learn the law. You need to get that Black's Law Dictionary. I got to get mad. I had me one a few years ago. I had a digital copy. I got to go find mine. But you can learn that law, and you can be able to speak that ish in the courtroom. No, he ain't made it yet. Oh, there he is.
I want to hear from him how much time he think he's gonna get.
There he is. He in the building.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm listening to you. I thought Kiki said she was a law student or she studied paralegal. How she gonna study paralegal talking like that? She knows that guy gonna get more than 3 years. Come on now. I mean, where did she get the idea he wasn't going to do nothing but 3 years at the max? That guy's a scapegoat in a political in a situation now where everybody in the whole world is looking at him. A lot of people said that your boy Bernie Madoff wasn't going to do a lot of time, but he wound up dying in prison. This cop, he's going to get a stiff sentence. His three buddies are going to get a lightweight sentence, but because he was the one seen with the knee on the neck, he's going to get the heavyweight.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say I don't know. I'm going with I don't know.
Well,
you know, he ain't going to hear you just yet. I'm going to tell him to come back over. Hey, D, you got your
like
up?
Because like,
Kiki want to respond to you.
Well, I can't hear unless you come across the phone there because I done left the laptop.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, Kiki, you ought to know that, girl, the law says that everybody that's arrested have a right to get a bail bond, you know, to get a bail. She ought to know that as a law student. I mean, unless she was sleeping in class.
Well, Kiki, go ahead and respond. Mr. D, just play it back and hear a response later. You hear me, D?
What's that?
I said Kiki going to respond to you. You just play it back and hear it later.
Okay, I sure will, boss.
All right, go ahead, Kiki. Why?
I don't believe in the justice system. Don't do stuff right. I just complain out here in the street. I said what I said. I meant what I said, and I'm not saying not to hit. The years that were already said he was hit when they 40?
Yep.
Was it 40 years?
Yeah, 40 years.
I got a dog.
Count was different.
So he got convicted on all three counts. And you better tell me
it's not a marriage. It's not a marriage. You talking about the death doing part. That nigga ain't gonna be in there that long. Man, I say they gonna tell us he gonna go in jail. He may not even touch the concrete. They might send him on somewhere. I mean, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. That's being generous. Y'all gonna be like, what? go hard. Tell them, oh, well, this code says I can stand right here because I'm a taxpaying citizen, da-da-da-da. And the cops, they back off of them. The cops backing off. Like, all right, man. They just want us to walk on. Leave them alone. I'm like, what? Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. When you know the law and you well-versed in it, try to tell you, you got to let your tongue, you got to let your tongue be a gun. Law, I'm trying to tell you. You search for that bad way with it. Anyway, let me see what we got going on over here. Oh, man, Oh, man, there's a lot of them. It's like these guys got their own YouTube pages, and they go ham. But I forgot to do this, man. I forgot to... We still honoring DMX, so man, we're gonna let DMX say us a prayer real quick, and we'll be right back.
Open your love. Let me touch so many people. So good. So many children. And I couldn't take credit for the love they did. When it seems like the pressure just to be too much. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot.
All right, man. That's the man, Mr. Earl Simmons, DMX. Yo, what we gonna do? The internet is tripping, so we about to hop right into this thing. We're gonna talk about this subject tonight. What is a date and are you worthy? Okay. Number one. Okay. Thing is, a date. I've given a definition of it. A date is the meeting up of two or more people in an intimate setting. Okay, intimate meaning close. You are interviewing and getting to know look of the person that you really want to know, the person you really want to be with. And sometimes you don't even know if you want to be with that person, but you want to look inside of that person to see if there is any goal. Okay, this is not just a ordinary meetup, you know, with you and your boss, you and your homies. But this is with someone that you're thinking about releasing your sperm into. This is someone that you're thinking about allowing to get the cush, I mean, the cooch, okay? Not just the cooch, but you're thinking about carrying this person's baby. Not swallowing the babies, but you want to carry the babies. This is who this person is that you are taking an interview of, all right? I had to say it that way for you to think about it like, he right. Yes, I'm not going to swallow his babies. His babies are going to be inside of me, right? She's going to get the royal semen. This semen is so royal till she's going to birth men child. She's going to birth women that's going to be, powerful, dynamic women. See, once you start thinking like that, then you can speak like that. What is a date and are you worthy? Okay, I done got text messages already. People saying they about to light my behind up because of something I said earlier in the show. But I'm trying to keep it real as I can we must really think to ourselves, are we really worthy of a date? Okay, what we talking about is that we are giving up time and money. And the most important of the two is time. Because you can get that money back all day. But what you can't get back is that precious time. So now you have to ask yourself, am I worthy? And seriously, ask yourself. Don't play around with it. Like, you know, I know I'm on some BS. I ain't really trying to do nothing with old girl. Or I ain't really trying to do nothing with old boy. But, you know, the fact, you know, I ain't 8 yet. And he talking about taking me to Cheesecake Factory, girl. You know what I'm saying? He talking about taking me to Old Charlie's. And they got their new glazed salmon that I always see on the commercials. And since he going to take me to Old Charlie's, I get to eat that new glazed salmon with a side of mashed potatoes and a iced tea. You ain't worried. And like I wrote, like I said before, if you want a free meal, go to Church of the Salvation Army. We want to know, are you worthy? All right? We want to know, like Ruth, she made herself worthy because she went out into the field and began to work. She was pretty much, she wasn't caught up in the social game rules, the social game rules of everybody else. She wasn't caught up in Love and Hip Hop. She wasn't caught up in Teachers. She wasn't caught up in, Desperate Housewives of Atlanta. She wasn't caught up in Who's Fucking Who. She wasn't caught up in that. She caught up in trying to serve the master. She caught up in trying to, you know what, I got to get out here to the field and do work. Esther was telling like, well, why are you doing that? We have service for that. She said, no, this is my place. I'm trying. Look, okay, Kiki gonna write and talk about this is BS. Kiki, see, you know what? While you have been talking like that, Kiki, I'm gonna give you and Jazzy a compliment. Because the thing is, I believe that you and Jazzy, y'all not out there trying to take men's money or their time. But while you talking about I'm on BS, then I might have to take that back. Nah. Anyway, let me go and bring them in because now they're going to ruffle me up. Now they, oh, that's John. Okay, that's John that said that. But yeah, that's the whole point. You got to make yourself worthy, okay, because this is new age men. New age men, we smart now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna sit there, you know, and talk about chewing bubble gum, okay? You know, there's plenty of dick and bubble gum that you can get, and you know, this is not what that is, okay? This is, you know, you trying to build a future. You trying to build a future with somebody. But all right, I'm gonna bring y'all back in, see what y'all got. Hi, what up? Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, that's what your fellow ladies be. That's what they be doing, talking about, yeah, girl, let me go on Old Charlie, girl. I'm like, At least you can be like Ruth Chris or something, but no Charlie of all things, no Charlie. Applebee's. Ah, John, what's up?
I was watching the Bulldog last night. Granddaddy said,
"This is
free food, Robert."
All day. All day, you ain't even got to be Old Charlie's. You can go to McDonald's and get some without using a. You go to McDonald's, take it out the bag and put it on a silver plate, and they about to go happy.
Wow.
What shade? Yeah, I don't hear nobody talking. What's the date? Well, then let's start that. What is the date, y'all? Tell me what the date is.
Okay.
No, see, you okay. Get it right. That ain't what I said. What I said was, I said that this right here, when we're talking about a date, spending time with a person, you should think in your mind, like, this is the man that could give me the royal semen. Or this is the woman. Wait, what part?
The royal semen? Ain't nobody thinking about that. That's what I'm saying.
KK. Okay, maybe you may not be thinking about it because that's the point. That's the point of having a date to see if it's royal. That's what I'm saying. You got to see if it's royal or not. Man, shout out to Dwayne. Shout out to Dwayne.
He seems like he's very intelligent.
Don't do it, John.
Doing well for himself. You
know what I'm saying? Got
manners, all of that. And
you
want
to go on a second date. What's going on through your mind?
If he's the way that you describe him, and he's talking and successful.
Don't do it, John.
No, what's going through your mind, though?
What's going through my mind? Oh, what would be going through my mind is something like that? I don't know, but he seems to be okay. What? I have trust issues.
Now, I was just about to say that. She don't trust niggas, John. She don't trust niggas. Can you right? Can you handle the flaw? Somebody knocking on something.
So how long does it take for them to gain your trust?
It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. And I'm just being honest, it's just really hard for me to say. And that's why I don't, like, that's why I'm kind of standoffish with really being in with dating like that. That's why I don't do it. Because I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to me. And I don't think it's fair to the gentleman that I might learn to like or love. I just don't think it's fair. If I want to give something, I want to give my all. And I don't want to have nothing hindering me or hindering the next person. So I can be honest all day. I mean, I do. I have trust issues.
So, okay, when he's showing you that he's willing to deal with the trust issues, work through that, and gain your trust, then where do you go from there?
Get it, John, get it.
I would try as much.
Hey, all these jazz. Yo, John.
I want you to come see my place. You know what I'm saying? You feel like coming by. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing my place, kicking it a little bit. Would you do it?
I probably would do it. But I wouldn't make a sudden move to just. What I'm saying is, I would chance it as much as I could. But
Let's bring the kids and let's go to.
Oh, that ain't going down. That ain't going down. She ain't bringing no kids.
With my kids, I stand off when it comes to that.
She ain't bringing no kids. No, no. She gonna run them off. She gonna run them off. I'm trying to tell them. Men away. I mean, I'm just saying that's what I know about women that have trust issues. They run niggas off. So keep it real. Keep it above tonight. They.
I
just know I run away. Jazzy, what about you? John question Jazzy, not John. You threw all of them at Kiki. Pal, Jazzy, because I'm sitting back watching tonight. I'm sitting back watching. Well, just act, okay. Yeah, act like she just right for right now. Act like she's single. So go ahead. John had to take his head off on that one.
I don't know.
Oh, man, get her, John. Don't be scared, get her. Don't be scared. Jazzy, she like her Dwayne. Let's say it in the Whitney voice, Dwayne. See, that's why I gave y'all the compliment. I was like, I know y'all ain't about just a free meal. So, you know, I wasn't talking to the women on the panel. I was talking to all the other women that do this to niggas. That's all I was saying.
Okay. made the offer, don't pay for it. Or
yeah. Well, yeah. What do they get them expectations? Mhm. What about you, Kiki? When you go out on a date? Because I know Kiki. I've known Kiki to pay for dates. So you know, that's what I'm saying. I know. Shout out to the women that actually pay for dates. It's some women, they won't come out their purse for nothing. Come on. Right, that's there. But this is 2021. This is 2021. Probably it's some exclusivity going on there. That's what that is. It's some exclusivity.
That don't mean you
got to get around with no sperm and stuff. Oh, come on, you in my kitchen cooking. Sperm probably already took place. So, you know what I mean? Next, Jazzy. Say what? What you talking about? Jazzy got jokes. I'm just saying. For me. I'm just saying. By the time you talk about the way John talk about seeing their butt naked cooking in the kitchen, well, you ain't gonna be. I mean, only reason why you gonna be butt naked cooking is after you beating got that. Did you say butt naked, John? John, where you go? Where you go, John? Maybe I could be hearing things. Okay. You know what? To calm the ladies down. All right. Okay. Maybe the first time there won't be no transferring of sperm. Okay. Are you calm now, Jazzy? Are you calm, Jazzy? Jazzy? Why would sperm take place by itself if you, well, not you, but if the lady is up in the kitchen getting butt naked? I mean, I get butt naked, but she up in the kitchen cooking. Why would sperm take place by herself? Come on, y'all. Y'all trying to play me tonight. Oh, really? 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 Hey, hey. No. don't show up with a loaded gun. I was told that too. My uncle told me that too. So, you know, hey, I'm just saying. I'm keeping it a buck because think about it. If you up in that kitchen, come on, if you up in that kitchen, you already in a whole nother level. You already in a whole nother level. I mean, you in this man's kitchen, using his pots, his pans, putting his food on his plate. Come on, we graduate. We graduate. We graduate. Oh, that's a whole different. That's what I'm talking about. We ain't talking about friends. We ain't talking about friends. We ain't talking about that. Jazzy already know about the friendship thing. We talking about that. We talking about this is somebody that you can possibly see yourself with. You know what I'm saying? For women that don't have kids, women that desire to have kids, this is a man that you like, hey, I can grow this man's seed inside my womb. I'm talking about thinking on a whole different level. You can shake your head, but I'm saying that we thinking on a whole other level. We ain't just down there just talking about, you know, I'm just going to cook for him. No, I'm going to do more than just cook for him. I am going to cook for him with the intent, with the purpose that, hey, this is going somewhere that I have never, ever been before. Hello? Hello? Right. I know plenty. I don't know if they want to come on the show, though. Already trying to abuse their favorite word. Yep, friends, what's my favorite word? Why you got to say it like short? Anyway, I'm just saying, though. I mean, why are you in the kitchen? You got to ask, why are you in the kitchen? Because, hey, man, I'm going to get off the kitchen. See, Jazzy talking that shit. One of many. You thought I'd catch that, Jazzy. You thought I could catch that. Go ahead, y'all. Thank you. Y'all on game.
Could it not be that it's just that? It could be that you want to do something nice or something different, but a man who really appreciates, you know what I mean? You
come
for me, just
care
for
bread
stuff.
I got an equalizer.
Really appreciate, you know what I mean?
Mr. D. Turn it down, Mr. D.
All right, I'm about to mute you. I'm listening to all that mumbo jumbo they got going on. Why don't they speak up and tell the truth, man? Hey, did TKS answer that question that I sent up there?
Yeah, who asked the what question?
You know, the one where she said that she ain't looking for no relationship or nothing like that. Did she answer that question where I asked her, is she going without?
Oh, Kiki?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you ain't looking for a relationship and you complain about the royal semen That must mean you're living a life of celibacy right now.
That's she living without a little help.
That's what I mean, a little help. You know, I don't want to just come right out and just throw the word out there, but I mean, you know, she's complaining about the royal semen. So if she's complaining about the royal semen, that must mean she's living a life of celibacy. Is it? Yes? No?
I know
when it came to the point of John S. and Jazzy, was she married? She said, no, she'll plead the fifth. So I wrote on there, yeah, give her the fifth and take a gallon with it.
Oh, no.
But I mean, you know, if she's complaining about the royal semen, then that must mean that she's living a life of celibacy. I just was asking, is she or is she not?
Oh, so he putting people on the spot. He put you on the spot, kick you out. Well, I ain't gonna ask because I don't even want to put folks on the spot like that because, yikes. It's very big, innocent or not. No woman gets freedom in my kitchen that ain't my one. Come on.
Well, you know, the only reason why a woman go in the kitchen is she's trying to see if she's the role of being there.
Wait, say it again, D.
The only reason why a woman go in the kitchen is she comes in there to see if she fit the role of being in there. Some women, they better off being out of the kitchen because they'll set your house on fire.
That's true. Hey, come back on over to Facebook. Kiki about to address you. She about to tell you if she's celibate or not.
Okay, gotcha.
He said if you celibate, he a bad bitch. No. I was just talking to Go ahead. He said, you living on your own? Wait, hold on. Let me go back. We're going to go back to it. Hold on. There it is. She living without a little help. He said, Kiki better plead the fifth like Jazzy.
And I'm not complaining about the
treatment.
I'm saying the semen is not even in conversation.
That's the problem, though. I think that's the problem. The semen need to be all over the conversation. That need to be all over the conversation. That's the problem. That's the problem with today's women. Y'all want to stray away from the semen when at the end of the day, y'all crave semen. Y'all love semen. Come on, you know I ain't going up with just keeping it a buck. That's all I'm going to do tonight is keep it a buck.
I got a friend.
Go ahead, John. Yeah.
Like they were trying to date this person, but they just can't do it because this conversation is too sexual. So
you can do it. That's the thing. That's the whole point. You can do it without being sexual. You can just like you see how I'm talking, just straight up, just talking to them, just talk. You can just talk about it straight up. If they down, they down. If they not, they not. I'm just saying, it's ways. I don't have, what you say, I don't have the cookie cutter answer or whatever, but, you know, it's ways to talk about stuff like that, you know, slowly, gradually, you know, to speak about it. But at the end of the day, that's what it's going to boil down to. You know, you're going to talk to each other, you're going to get to know each other, you're going to have small talk, and then eventually after a while, you're going to do your first hug. Then eventually after a while, you're going to do your first kiss. And after you do the first kiss, hey, you want to get a room at the budget motel. Then next, hey, I bought this I got this extra box of condoms. Hey, you wanna do a little something there? Hey, that's what it's gonna boil down to. I got you. A lot of times, the reason why it's a turn off is because she's not into that dude. She's not really sexually attracted to that dude. Because at the end of the day, if she was sexually into that dude and he was talking about semen, she'll be trying to figure out how she can get his semen into her mouth. That's what she'd be trying to do. Well, whatever she wanted, okay, it ain't got to be her mouth. Her face, her chest, her arm, whatever she wanted, she's going to try to figure out how to get it there. Oh, that's all. Okay, what up, Brittany? What up, Brittany? Brittany, what she said? She said, not the budget. She said, not the budget hotel. What the hell is it? Okay, not the budget. Okay, how about the Holiday Inn or the place? What up? Y'all know go to the most expensive places just for what? Come on, let's keep it above. If you only got $50, for that $50 to get you a bed, get you some head and go. I'm gonna leave y'all alone. It's the truth, her mouth, and everywhere else. Y'all know what's happening. Dang. I'm just keeping it above. I changed my mind. I will never let my wife on this show. Wait, John. Tiana want to come on the show, John? Not no more. okay, all right. You're right, John did ask for some ratchet to be on the show.
Right.
And yeah.
I have to go find some
ratchet. I know plenty. I mean, I know plenty, but I don't know if they want to come on the show. What Brittany talking about way too much? What Brittany talking about? A balance of way. Talk to me. I'm trying to find out all of it, because at the end of the day, Jazzy, we really don't have time to waste. So if we just out here just going out on dates like this week, say I took out 4 or 5 girls this week, we went out and it really wasn't nothing there. Next week I take out another 4 or 5 girls, it really wasn't nothing there. What's the point if you're not really getting in deep, in depth, trying to figure out, okay, is this woman the one that's matching up with my values? Jack, have you, Kiki? Is this man the one that's matching up for my values? Because if not, I need to let him go. Let him, you know how some of y'all are. Y'all let the man call y'all. If y'all ain't busy, y'all sit there and talk to the man. But if y'all busy and got other company, y'all entertaining, y'all hitting the block button every time he call or every time he takes, y'all ignoring his text, you know what I'm saying? But y'all could just go in and kill the whole thing and be like, yo, I'm seeing somebody or I'm not interested in you. Hey, bada boom, bada bing. They call it courting. Oh, you know, I'm not too big on the whole courting and I don't know what they call, but okay, we go with it. They call that courting. There's no point. Just end up broke, spending money. Exactly. If you're just doing it like that, but if you didn't have phone conversation and you're like, okay, I see this person's mind is in a whole different spot. Like, okay, I see. Like, again, like I gave y'all the compliment earlier. I know that when y'all go out on a date with a man, I know y'all ain't trying to just spend this man's money up. Y'all trying to see what this dude is all about. Thing is, it's some women, they don't really care what this man is all about. It's some women, they go out on a date with these men. You know what the first thing they do when they go out on a date? So that as soon as they get there, they grab this and they go like this. You're not really paying attention to the man that's in front of you. You're not even trying to understand, like, what's your name? What is it about you? What is it about you? Why did you pick me? Of all the women that you could have been with, why did you pick me? Don't get them started. Don't get them started.
Why do you have to date 4 or 5 women? I get that you're trying to see what the pool is like.
You exercising options. You exercising your options. That's what you're doing.
But why don't you just take the time to do all of that conversation and then the dating portion of it? If I choose to go out on a date with you, I have chosen the woman.
Hold on, wait, Dwayne just wrote something, man, be laughing. But I'm about to get back to you. I'm saying you trying to figure out what this person is about. And not only that, when you go out on a date, there is conversation. And that's the thing. I didn't point this out earlier, but a date is not just food and drink. A date is, hey, let's meet up. Over here at this park, we're going to walk and talk. Let's meet up. Everybody like going to the canal. We're going to go to the canal. We're going to walk and talk. Let's meet up because we talking, and now we in person. So not only are we listening to the words and we watching the words come out your mouth, we also watching mannerisms. Like, oh, okay. I like how she bat her eyes when she say that. I like how she smile. I like how she walk. I like, come on, we taking in everything. I almost pressed that button.
What are you asking? Before you get to the point of taking this person out on a date.
Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself in the next year? Where do you see yourself 2 years? Where do you see yourself 3 years?
You're asking
for that? Yes. Do you want to have children? Or if they already got kids, do you want to have more children? Yes, I've had those conversations. Really, right now, I ain't doing nothing right now. So, you know, but yeah, when Dwayne clowning, man. Hold on. Right. Oh, that too. Most definitely. I'm sexual. Most definitely.
Okay, so if this conversation with a woman, when you take her out on this date, have you ever been in a situation to where you just bring up that first?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I got a rhythm to how I do my stuff. Thing is, No. It's a rhythm. It's just a rhythm, like, I kind of vibe and flow with the energy, and I try to figure out this woman. And I'm like, ah, okay, right now might be that time. Boom, let me go on and say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? You just figure stuff out. You sit there, you pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You pay attention. Come on, take the temperature. Let me get your temperature real quick. Let me get, oh, you hot. Oh, you hot. You sensitive. Ah. Okay, anyway. Just saying. Alright, now, John, let me ask you, John, when you met your wife, how long you and Tiana been married? Who saw who first? Hey, John, you got to catch Jazzy, because Jazzy throw a little fast one on you, and you won't see. You know what, Jazzy, I'll be going back and listening to some of the shows. I'm like, oh, Jazzy hit me with that one. I didn't know she hit me with that one. I'm like, okay, Jazzy, Gabby. She hit you with them quick ones. You don't even know they're coming, so you got to stay on her. All right, so who saw who first then? Who saw who first and who made the approach?
Okay. I don't know if y'all seen that movie, Half Day.
Yeah. Greetings, Mary Kennedy. So glad you with us tonight. So glad you're gracing us tonight. All right, so you said you had $20, and it was $19.95. And you said you left the nickel on the table? Oh, hey, keep change, bro. All right, so, let's ask John, okay. During the time while y'all was dating and courting, did you all have sexual conversation?
Yeah.
So, why do people say that I am stepping out of the box too much talking sexual when... This is what everybody do. At some point, everybody going to talk about something sexual because they know eventually that's what they want to do.
I guess it depends on when and how you do it. You know what I mean?
I ain't never had no problem. I ain't never had no woman tell me I talk too sexual. Most of them, they like you. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and I'm with you. It's like when and how you do it. Yes, of course. When you first meet a woman, you should be talking about this, and that. You know what I mean? But hey, you could give a nice little sexual. You can give a nice little sexual comment. Be like, you know what? You are really a beautiful woman wearing those jeans. You just really made my heart drop. Can I shake your hand? You know, something like that. That'd get them. You know what I'm saying? That'd mix them up a little bit. That'd be like, ooh, hey, you know what I'm saying? But you can say that. That's what I'm saying. Like John got a fan. John got a fan. Right. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I got in my inbox one time. It was a while ago, a couple years ago. I used to comment on her pics a lot and say they were pretty, they was beautiful, yada yada yada. So what she would do, she would send the pics to my inbox. And I was like, ooh wee, I'm like, that bad boy's nice. Here go, wait, pause. Some more John mail. John fan mail. But anyway, I used to be like, oh man, that's pretty, that's nice. So this one day, the chick, she was like, I got my hair done today, and I'm in a little bit of pain. I was like, send a pic, let me see how the hair looks. You wouldn't believe what the pic looked like. The pic. Say it again, John. I didn't care. When I looked at the pic, I wasn't even worried about the hair because you don't know what she was doing in the pic. She had on these little boots. She had on these little booty shorts. All her legs and thighs was out, and she had like the little pose. You know how girls pose where they got their knee up to their chest and they holding on their knee. That's how she was posed. I barely even saw the hair, so I was like, damn hair. I was like, that pig sitting in the mug like that. And you know what she did? She put a whole bunch of hearts. Ah, thank you. That's what I'm saying. Women know what would be up. She didn't want me to look at the hair anyway. She wanted me to look at the legs, the thighs, and all everything else that she had to offer. Most definitely. I'm like, because I didn't see the hair. I'm like, if you tell me you want me to see your hair, your head is hurting, you would probably take a pic with me showing me the hair. But she sent a pic with her holding on to her leg and got all her legs showing and exposed. I'm like, well, look at that, girl. I see you. Yeah, can't be courted without the parents and proposals. These females are not speaking anything, but Walt, he comes. Walt Disney fantasies. Well, I mean, ladies, I got to say. You said they speaking Walt Disney, huh? No, Brittany. True courtship is what was happening in the opening act between King and Coming to America. You have to use the words that are truly applicable. What happened in the opening act of Coming to America? Jog my memory.
Oh, I think he's talking about
All right, shout out, D. Shout out, D. Are you currently dating now?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Jazzy, you've been quiet. You've been quiet because I ain't about to say nothing about you dating. But you got to talk, Jazzy, because you up there being quiet and stuff and throwing the joke. Jazzy hit us with the joke. But, Jazzy, what do you think about, especially you a Scorpio, too. So what do you think about when a man is coming to you and he's finessing you with a little bit of sexual energy? That's what I call it. And the thing is, and to people that's watching, don't get me wrong, I do truly believe that you got to have your little bit of sexual energy in your conversation. Okay, I told somebody a couple weeks ago that when I go to the gym, or even not even the gym, I keep the playlist, my Spotify playlist, I keep that on Jagged Edge, 112, Pretty Ricky. I get down with all three of those groups. But we know a lot of they stuff, hey, I want to sex you till you fall fast asleep, girl. That's Pretty Ricky. I keep that on. That is some of my stuff right there. So they was like, well, pretty much, you just, they told me, you just ratchet or something they said. I'm like, well, whatever. I'm like, that's the music I listen to. That's the music that gives me, you know, running, jumping, lifting weights, all that. That gives me hyped up. But like, go ahead, Jazz. Man, I know about Scorpio. Come on, Jazzy, why you do this to me? You knew we had a future. Jazzy, you knew we had a future. Oh, okay. And see, that goes back to what I said earlier. See, wait, let me stop right there. Let me stop right there. The thing is, to the people that's watching, they might get it twisted. Because I'm a big fan, Jay. It don't take all day. If I meet a girl, what's today? Thursday. Let's say I meet a girl today, Thursday. If she calling Sunday talking about doing all day, I have no problem with that. But go ahead. I'm listening. What's wrong with 9:30? Oh, what are you? Well, 9:30, your daughter, I mean, the child should be asleep, right? Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know why you laughing. Right. You see how they flip the script, John? You see how they flip the script on you? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, she about to get the button. She getting the button. Pause. Pop. No. See, no. You know, wait. The reason why I got to cut in is because when I said if a woman is in my kitchen, just the royal semen that already took place, everybody had a problem. But now she said, well, if you beat my kid, that means that we get ready to be exclusive. I mean, wait. I'm with you. I agree. And that's the same as my kitchen. My kitchen is sacred just like the semen. Okay? It is sacred. And so if you up in that kitchen, what about the royal semen? Exactly. But she skipped over the royal semen. John clearly said Jazzy is the one asking him to come over. So no child is there. Answer the question. What about the royal semen? Can you come over? Hey, Roy, hey, but then you said you avoided the royal semen, though. You still avoided the royal semen. Did the royal semen take place? Okay, there it is. There it is. See, I feel vindicated. I'm vindicated, everybody. Hold on. I mean, I need a. Thank you. That's Jazzy. See, Jazzy. Now we get somewhere, Jazzy. Now I feel Jazzy Days. We have made a breakthrough. I feel we had a breakthrough, and as a result, we're going to do this. I'm just saying, we just had a breakthrough, y'all. We had a breakthrough tonight, and I'm so glad because I feel vindicated, okay? I feel really vindicated because, well, it's like, you know what I mean, pulling teeth around there. That's all I'm talking about is the royal semen. Did the royal semen take place or did it not take place? And ladies and gentlemen, you have just found out that the royal semen took place. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. Hold on, wait, hold on. Now we got to get back on Kiki. You off the hook, Jazzy. Back on Kiki, because Kiki over here throwing up their hands and everything. So Kiki, you telling me that you was able, you have been able to cook for a man and no royal semen ever existed while you was cooking for a man. Come on, because see, cooking for a man in itself is a sexual act. That's very sexual for a woman to come over, especially wearing high heels. Come on now. You got on high heel shoes while you cooking. Say what? Right. I just seen Kiki turning heads in the club when she had on high heels. Niggas be looking like, who is they? Who is they? Okay, what else wasn't correct? Okay, you said with this particular guy. So it has happened before. Come on, keep it a buck tonight. It's April 22nd. Keep it a buck. Oh, okay. I mean, you know what? I wouldn't recommend that women go in men's kitchens like they're cooking because seriously, for real, things can get very, very volatile. Or I mean, not volatile, but things can get very sexual. They can get very sexual. So you should do that. That's sacred. That's kind of like, you know, like when you go into church, you're in the sanctuary. That's really like that's sacred to be in that sanctuary when you're worshiping. Trying to tell you, that kitchen. I'm gonna take you off, but I had to put you on because you was up there clowning. You was clowning. You the one up there clowning. You was up there clowning. All right. Any more questions from John? Any more prosecuted questions? That was good. I feel vindicated like a mug. We can celebrate now for real. All right. Go ahead. She still, she playing R. Kelly's music. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Okay.
I don't watch that.
Long, but you got this so-called barrier, right? And he's really, really attractive, okay?
come over to cook him something. Ain't no screaming on his mind, so he's thinking nothing like that.
Look at this. Get it, John. Are you gonna ride, Kiki? Well. I think that's what he said. He said, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" Ride, Sally, ride. That's what it sounds like. John is MVP. John is MVP. And yes, she riding. The way he stay lighting up the chat. Oh, hey, you got two ladies that like that Chicago dude you talking about. Cause look at they talking about yes. They talking about some yes. See, John, that's what I'm talking about. You see how they getting on me for being sexual. But as soon as she bring up dude from Chicago PD, the ladies in the chat room, yes. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to say this. The song was probably there too right.
All of y'all going. If y'all had a night to spend with that dude, y'all all going. We're gonna keep it a buck. Happy birthday, Dwayne. Hey, y'all, give Dwayne a happy birthday, y'all. Give him a happy birthday. He out there in Texas. He out there in Texas living it up, you know what I mean? He out there in Texas living it up. Yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow. Kiki, stop. He said, Kiki, stop. You riding. it's plenty more questions that could be asked, but you know how they go. Plenty more questions. What did we learn tonight? What did we learn tonight? Okay, because y'all don't want me to recap what I said earlier. When I was talking earlier, I was talking about I was going off, but y'all don't want me to say that about are you worthy? But I might just recap that. But go ahead. Let me see. What did we learn today? Let's hear from Jack. Oh, wait, hold on. John was the one that asked that. John asked you that question, okay? John was asking you about that other, but I'm just saying. The truth had to be displayed about the question I was asking. That's all I'm saying. But go ahead. I'm listening. All day. True. That's not what I said, but go ahead. Okay. I said other things along with you while you're saying. I agree. I'm with you. I'm about to mess your name up. Kiki? Because I'm looking in the chat, looking at somebody else's name, and I'm about to try to say your name. Jazzy. Here we go. Oh. Here we go. you know what? I'm about to call this guy right here, though. I was just saying, I had to call that guy. What else we learned? You done? All right, we got John in the building. Wait, see? That's what that sexual stuff Jazzy threw in there. She gonna say we looking to eat and to be eaten. Of course, that's what I'm saying. Y'all wanna be ate up. Yeah. And they got a dude that can eat it just right, because according to most women, some men can't eat it right. So they got a dude special that can eat it. Right.
Right.
Come on, I'm waiting for it. I'm like, you got to put them in there. Come on. Yes, sir. Shout out to GIB. Shout out to GP, Glenn Park. Mike, shout out. where you grew up at, Jazzy? What side of town you grew up on? D.C., hey. Oh, West Side, that's right. She went to be at Concord. That's right by John, ain't it? Ain't Concord by you? GIB? Yeah, GIB, yeah. All right, okay, all right. I might have to mute everybody when I do this, because it's going to get crazy when I talk. Cash out, cash mob time. Oh, man, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for the donations, you know. I mean, hey, I appreciate it. If you can help a brother out anytime, hit up the cash out. We trying to take this bad boy to a whole nother level. Okay, trying to take this bad boy to a whole nother level. Also, please go to YouTube and subscribe. That's at BZNZ Talk. Please be one of our subscribers. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at BZNZ Talk. I even got a Shopify. I got a Shopify website. That's BZNZ Pro Shop. Don't buy nothing because the shop is not together. But if you want to go check it out, go to BZNZProShop.com. Okay, don't buy nothing because the shop ain't set up right. Don't buy nothing, but just check it out and look. Anyway, let me say this. let me say this. What I've learned today is that you have to really ask pressing questions to really get the truth, okay? Because this zone right here, we're going to call this the truth. This is a safe zone for truth, okay? And when the truth is not being displayed, we have to press the questions, okay? We have to ask the pressing questions. That's what I learned is that we must press to get the truth out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like church. You know, they say that if you walk toward God, he'll take two steps toward you. Okay, so today we learned that if you go into a man's kitchen, that means that royal semen must take place. Because if you in there, if it's not taking place, the question that you must ask yourself is, why am I in the kitchen when no royal semen has taken place? Okay, that's the same as if you are on a date with a man and you have food and drink, you should really be thankful that this man picked me out of the many women that he could have went through. He chose little old me to sit here and eat. You know what I'm saying? You should be thankful and grateful when you hear the sounds, do you want soup or salad? You know what I'm saying? When you hear those words come out of the waiter's mouth, those words should really excite you because she could or he could be asking those words to somebody else that's not you. Are you worthy? Okay. Are you worthy? Okay. What is it about you that a man should pick to take you? Hold on, man. It's the way. Hold on. Wait. Pause. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to give my little final words, and I see head rolling and eyes and all this. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm just saying this is how we need to think. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Say something. Tell me what you're thinking, Jazzy. Oh, here we go. See, now this is where the BS starts right here. I mean, I should be happy. Okay. Well, here's the question. Who is the prize? I already see. Dwayne already know. Wait, Dwayne already know what I'm about to get at. That's why I ain't even about to say that. I might just let Dwayne go ahead and light up the chat. I'm gonna let Dwayne look at it. Y'all got more fans. Here we go. More fans. All right, so. But why? That's to say, that's what you should be privileged of, too. You should be privileged of that, too. Okay. Hold on, y'all. Look at all these women coming out the woodwork. Say that, Jazzy. Man, hold on, man. All right. Where the niggas at? We need the niggas to come to the stage. Thank you, Dwayne. I knew a man had to come to say something. If you are asked out, it's because you're proving something. I'm not worse than any woman. Thank you, Dwayne. Dwayne, are you gonna let her get the steak? See, John trying to gas. Women look to be gassed up, so here come the hive. Dwayne talking about the women that's coming. He said, here come the hive. Man, I promise you, that Beyonce Beehive, well, I know I just said her name, but that Beehive is something else. I mean, I like Beyonce, but Well, you say anything bad about Beyonce, the Beehive coming out, they about to be buzzing and stinging and all that mess. Boy, don't say nothing about Beyonce and the Beehive. Yeah, don't say nothing about the Beehive. Boy, do not say nothing. Hey, you know what? Here goes something that you don't want to say nothing about either. It started with a V, and a whole bunch of people was getting this injection in their arm. Like, they've been taking people's videos down for talking about it. And if you ask my opinion, I think it's some bullshit, okay? I really think you shouldn't get that, okay? Do what you've been doing before. I mean, when the thing first started, continue to do what you've been doing, because from what I hear, there's been some recalls and people been getting sick, having headaches and dying all day. I meant to say that earlier, but yeah, you can't even say the word because YouTube will pull your video down. Jazzy's going to be talking different with me. She earning that steak, and I made cookies, and she act right. That's it. Yes, y'all got to act right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to act right. You know what I'm saying? I think we might do a series on this because I think it should be understood. I think it should be understood. I'm act right. We're talking about behavior, okay? Really, I know what Dwayne getting at. Dwayne getting at the mature woman. He getting at the mature woman that knows how to act within her femininity. Hello? The mature woman that operates and acts within her femininity. Then when she come, when Jazzy go to see Dwayne, Jazzy gonna be like, hey, she gonna get her Willie Gilbert country accent. She gonna be like, hey Dwayne. He said, don't overthink it, Jazzy. He said he was just getting you together. That's all. Don't overthink it. Y'all can talk later. He said we're gonna talk later after the show. Anyway, now back to me. I mean, let me finish closing us out because this is very important that we as men and women do begin to change our way of thinking when we are being entertained on dates. Okay, I've told men this, you know, just like women say that they meet clowns and stuff, they're entertaining clowns. Men the same way, we are entertaining clowns out here. So we have to really be open and understanding of, you know, of these things when we, I'm being distracted. But we have to be open and, open to things that, okay, this person can be a potential clown. And when being open to that and understanding that, that's why we say that, hey, everybody can't go out on no date. Some girl the other day, she made some joke talking about, oh, y'all scared of losing a little money. It ain't even about the money. It's scared. We talking about the time, okay? We talking about our investment, okay? We trying to see what am I really investing into, okay? I need to see where my money is getting ready to go to. You know, the scriptures talk about casting and pearls against swine. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I do this scripture reference because I know a lot of y'all read the scriptures. Would you want to cast your pearls against swine or cast your pearls against something that you know is going to take those pearls and make something spectacular out of them pearls? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So this is why we had to have this conversation. And maybe we need to do a series about this because it's very important that we begin to talk about behavior, you know, being able to understand, to look at a person's behavior. You know, you can learn a whole lot about a person's behavior. Hello? You can learn a lot about a person's behavior, their attitude, their character, and they even got to open up your mouth and be like, I don't know the way she just did that. I'm going to have to, you know, let that thing go. I'm going to have to let it be. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to let it alone. So that's what it's all about. We talking tonight about, are you worthy? And you know, I'm going to say this too. It goes with the men. It goes with the men as well. Some men are not worthy to be with certain women. Hello? They ain't worthy to be with certain women. But at the end of the day, we want you to think about who the prize is. Hello? who is the prize? We talking about a person, an individual that can be 60, 70 years old, and they can still produce babies into this world. Who is that? Who is that we talking about? I know men right now, 80s, 90s, they still bringing babies into this world. Babies to be born, even though they may not even be able to see out their child's life, but the fact they brought them in to help create more life. Man, this thing is deep, y'all. This thing is deep. I know some of y'all saying, like, he needs to stop talking because he's sexist and he's too sexual. Okay, that's cool, but, hey, we're going to all get through this. Also, again, don't forget, please make sure you get you a copy of, hold on, somebody in the comments. So that means the prize. Okay. We almost at the end of the show. We're gonna talk about the prize next time, maybe next week. But don't forget to get you a copy of the Black's Law Dictionary. Okay. Get you a copy of that Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition, okay? It's people that's going to court, they whipping up on the judges and the attorneys because they know the law. And there's some people that's going to court talking about they're gonna represent themselves. And they get whipped up by the judge and attorney because they don't know the law. So which side of that coin would you want to fall on? So, hey, without further ado, man, y'all know what to do, man. Good to be it, everybody. Good night. We'll see you in 7 days. Peace. We love you all.